It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're on this weekend show. We're pleased to be joined in studio by the sheriff for Tuolumne County, Bill Pooley. Sheriff Pooley, thank you so much for coming in.
BJ, thanks for having me.
Well, your term officially started a short time ago this month, but you've been serving in the role since this past July following the retirement of former Sheriff Jim Mealy. So how have things been going?
Transition's been going great. The staff has been wonderful. We've been well-received by the public. It's been fantastic.
First thing I want to ask you about is crime trends that you've noticed recently in Tuolumne County. What can you tell us about the type of crimes you're noticing?
So if you look at our Part 1 crimes, those are the 10 major crimes which we report out to the FBI every year. Some are up, some are down. Probably to me the most alarming are the burglaries. The burglary rate is up 35%. We had 419 burglaries this last year compared to the 310 the previous year.
Never like to hear more burglaries. Any reason why that we're seeing more burglaries?
You know, I don't know if we have a specific reason why. We need to do a better job of prevention within the community and try to curb those types of numbers.
For people who want to make sure that they're not the next victim, what would you recommend people do?
First and foremost, talk to your neighbors. If you're going to be out of town, speak to your neighbors, have them keep an eye on your house, or call the sheriff's office. We'll do patrol checks for you while you're gone. Also, when you talk to your neighbors, that helps in knowing who should be and who should not be in your neighborhood. If there's a strange car, things like that, your neighbors or you should know that. And always, always call us if you're wondering about a vehicle.
Better safe than sorry?
Better safe than sorry, yeah.
For violent crimes, have you noticed any trends with violent crimes in the community?
So if you look at our homicides, they stayed the same. We had two this year, and we had two in 2017. Robberies and aggravated assaults are down, as well as the arson and domestic violence.
Good to hear. How about drugs of choice in the community? What are you noticing right now?
Still the standard street crime, methamphetamine and heroin, along with other opioids. You know, just this last week, we did a traffic stop and took a pound of methamphetamine, an ounce of heroin off the streets, along with two guns. You know, that in itself, to me, is alarming. If you're doing traffic stops and getting those types of weights and quantities, it is alarming to me.
The meth and the heroin, is it being produced here or is it coming into the county, do you think?
It's all coming into the county.
Coming from other parts of the state or down south? Or?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Also want to ask you a little bit about marijuana grows on public lands. Do you still see many marijuana grows in the isolated areas?
We're still seeing some. Obviously, it's wintertime, and we're not getting the calls right now. You know, starting in April, they'll be out planting, and I anticipate we'll have an uptick during that time of year.
Still have a TNT team that goes out and looks for those type of things?
Yes.
So I guess they stay pretty busy during the summer months then?
You know, they don't do as much marijuana eradication as they used to. That duty, if you will, has been taken over by the Forest Service. Okay. They run the camp programs now.
Also want to ask you about a recent announcement the Sheriff's Office made, also the Sonora Police Department as well, receiving grant funding to help cut down on youth tobacco use. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so the grant itself was put out by ABC, Alcohol Beverage Control through the state. It's a tobacco grant, and it's specifically for school resource officers, or deputies in our case, to be in the schools and educate kids on the ills of tobacco use.
So SRO is having those actually in the on campus. What's kind of the benefits you see?
Well, for us, it's multifaceted. You know, for us, having a deputy in the schools and having the interaction with the kids is fantastic. It also goes to school safety. You know, there have been, unfortunately, school shootings and things like that. We want to be prepared. We want to be well-trained. We want to work with the schools and the staff to try to prevent those types of actions, as well as should they actually occur, to minimize them.
Have you had a SRO for quite a few years?
No, we just started the program once I became sheriff. You know, we did have SROs back in the day. Due to budget cuts, we weren't able to keep those programs up. But now, this year, we placed one deputy up in Groveland to cover Tenaya and Tioga. And then we also placed a part-time deputy in the Somerville High School and Elementary Schools.
And we're talking with Sheriff Bill Pooley on this weekend's Mother Lode Views, talking about a number of topics. That SRO grant, how long is that going to last for then? Is it a specific period?
It's a two-year grant for a full-time deputy for 2 years. We haven't received the funding yet, but we have been awarded the grant.
Is it like a state-funded program?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I also want to ask you about the jail project. That's been one of the most highly watched things in the community over recent years, when the new jail is going to be built and come online. Construction's definitely underway. So what can you tell us about how that's coming?
Well, was out there last week. The walls are going up. We have doors are in. Windows are starting to go in, those types of things. It's very exciting to go out there and watch. You know, we hope to be occupying the building this time next year, with the construction being done hopefully in October, November of this year.
Once construction's done, does it take quite a while to actually get in and get approvals and that type of thing?
So we have 90 days to occupy the building once it's finished. We have to go through all of our training, train the staff on the new mechanisms, doors, those types of things, the different processes we'll employ throughout the building. So we have 90 days to get that completed and occupy the building.
So work with the weather so far hasn't been too bad over the winter months?
I think it's probably hampered a few things, but the construction crews and the management firms out there are just doing a great job trudging through.
So for people who aren't familiar with the new jail versus the future or the past current jail that you're in right now, what are some of the big concerns with the current jail?
Well, the current jail, A, does not meet our needs. It only houses 150 inmates. That is clearly not enough for our county. The new jail will have 230 beds, but then if you look at just the actual structure, the structure is very old. It's been added on to multiple times. It's very cookie cutter, and it's not very staff friendly. By that, you know, the new jail, we're going to have one workstation which supervises an entire pod of four different cells to minimize the amount of deputies we need to supervise inmates.
Is there going to be space for, like, new inmate programs and that type of thing?
Yes. So we'll have we have a kind of an east and a west side, if you will. Each side has an entire program room with classrooms, can be converted into rooms to be used for AA, those types of programs, drug abuse programs. So, yeah, it's going to be amazing compared to what we have now. Currently, we have a room much smaller than the one we're in. You know, maybe a 10 by 10 room. You can't get that many inmates in. You have to constantly transport people in and out of the room. This way, we'll have one classroom with, say, 30 people in it. It'll be much more efficient.
The Sheriff's Office Administration, will you still stay at the existing facility, or are you going over to that new jail as well?
Yeah, that's one of our biggest challenges. So our Sheriff's Office is kind of spread out over four different areas. You know, you have the jail and the administration building are in one building. We have our patrol operations in another building. Detectives are out in another building, as well as boat patrol and our search and rescue teams are in yet another building. So when the jail moves over, our admin center will stay, so my office won't move. Right now, we have some plans underway to try to consolidate all of our offices into one, but that's out in the future a little ways.
Is it going to make it life easier for you to be able to transport prisoners to the court right nearby or with the new facility?
Well, I don't know if you know or not, but they are actually planning on starting construction, I think, this month for the new courthouse. It'll be fantastic for us because there will be a breezeway, if you will, in between the jail and the courthouse. We can walk the inmates back and forth. We don't need to put them in a car and transport them and things like that. It'll be much more efficient for us.
You need to take a quick break. We're talking with Sheriff Bill Pooley on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Programming note, next week on Mother Lode Views, we'll be talking with the new Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools. Kathy Parker is stepping into that position effective this month. She takes over for the retiring Margie Bulkin. That'll be next week on Mother Lode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be back with our second segment with Sheriff Pooley in just a minute.